Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello everybody, my name is James Welsh. Welcome to the Podular Cast, the Double Cleanse Podular Cast. My name is James Welsh.
Oh, I'm here too. Hi, my name is Robert Welsh. From
yes,
from I got shy and I finished.
We are presenters of this podcast, and after last week's really miserable episode, which people seem to enjoy a lot, we thought, you know, we'd make this one really, you know,
fun, positive.
Yeah, everyone's just having a good time. Oh, yeah. I got something to tell you.
Go on.
Listen, but we're starting now, by the way.
Started.
You know, last week... Okay, ready, go. You know, last week I told you that I was having internet problems, and also it could have
because
been related
the
to the girl that flew her coat. Not her coat.
Her coat flew right up into the sky.
It's because of this girl's coat. This girl flew her kite into our phone lines.
Yeah.
And I was... And then I mentioned how I don't like kites. I don't understand why people have them.
Yeah.
All week, I sent this to you and Marcus. All week, I've been tagged in this video of this girl. It's not funny. She's alive.
It's not funny.
Who got caught... It's not funny. Who got caught at the end of a kite and went up in the air. And this is a big kite. Yeah, it was just horrendous.
Kite's crazy.
See? Don't kites do the craziest things? Listen, she's alive. She's fine. And everyone messaged me saying, I now know what you mean about kites. Look what they do. Look what they can do.
Listen, though, do you remember we had a kite once? And it wasn't like a triangle. Oh, wait, kites aren't triangle. I guess they're kite shaped.
It was a diamond.
Yeah. we had one, though, and it was like a proper big kite. Do you remember? And it wasn't normal shape. It was like a square or something. And do you not remember the do you not remember this?
It was kite shaped. It was like diamond.
No, it wasn't. Marcus, help.
Marcus.
No, I don't remember.
Okay. It was quieting down now, Marcus. Yeah. Come back to you.
We're not there yet. It was big, and it was but like the wind that it picked up was really, really strong, and Dad used to have to hold us down while we were holding the kite because it was so, like, the wind was so powerful. Do you remember?
I don't know, but it sounds irresponsible.
I remember when we went on holiday to sell Sea Bill, remember?
Yeah.
And there's a video of there's a video of Dad trying to fly a kite, but
yeah,
he's holding it and the kite's not going anywhere, but his hair's caught up and going really high.
I think that was a different kite to the kite I'm talking
that
about.
Was, yeah, that was small.
That's not
yeah.
the kite you're talking about.
We have a special Marcus, guest today.
Okay.
No, we're not there yet. Oh, are we there?
Okay. No, we'll carry on. Oh, no, we haven't done what we're loving. Carry on, Marcus.
Okay.
Marcus. Okay, James, carry on, sorry.
Okay. So, Robert, out of the blue.
Yes.
But is there anything you've been loving?
Well, toothpaste.
Like a tough past.
Have you heard of toothpaste?
Oh, God. Let me look around the room again.
What I'm really impressed with is how good your introductions are and how organised you are with everything you do.
Quiet down, Marcus.
It's really it's impressive.
Okay, James, it's so funny you should ask me this question, because I got this Urban Decay Stoned Vibes palette, hashtag gifted. When I saw it, I was like, oh, Stoned Vibes. It's going to be one of those, like, weird, oh, it's weed month or whatever it is that people do.
Like, white girl smokes weed once.
Yeah, now she's like, oh, my God, I'm going to wear green trousers. This is this, or you get some leggings from a tat shop. This is the palette here, and it's just beautiful. It's from Urban Decay. Beautiful. It's basically like loads of shimmers. There's a few mattes, but I swear there's like diamonds in it or something. Not real diamonds. Not like if there's like stones in it, like actual bits of stones.
Just clumps just, of stone.
You know what? Just everyone Google it. But it's really nice. I was so impressed with the colour payoff. I did a review of the Urban Decay Ultra Violet palette not that long ago, and everyone was like, oh, Urban Decay, a bit boring. But this is really great, and the formula is really, really nice. It seems a more intense than their usual, like, muted down formula.
Sure.
James wasn't listening to me. He was just turning away and looking around his room, did not hear a word I just said.
Listen, I don't know about makeup anyway, so I guess good for you, I guess. What do you want me to say? What do you need from me right now?
Just approval.
Do you have any questions for me today?
Oh, yes, I do. Actually, I've been meaning to ask you all day today. How is it? Is there anything you've been... How is it?
How do you always fuck this bit up when we say the same thing every single week? And every single week you get it wrong every single week.
Every week to me seems like a completely different week, you know? So things change.
Because it is.
James, listen, how about this? Is there anything you've been loving?
Yes. So, you know, Glossier, you know, we have a bit of a love and hate relationship with it, because some products are really, really good.
Yeah.
Or I feel like they're either really good or they're kind of shit. There's no real in-between with Glossier.
There's no in-between, absolutely.
Yeah. And we've said that the makeup and the skincare is really for people who already look pretty much perfect. I've gone back to my product shelf, and I've recently picked out their Super Pure Niacinamide and Zinc Serum. And it's just such a good niacinamide serum. So, you know, The Ordinary is known for, like, doing, like, this ingredient and that ingredient and this percentage.
Wait, who are we talking about now?
Glossier.
Oh, sorry.
But I'm saying, like, you know, so, like, The Ordinary do a niacinamide and zinc serum. And they were kind of, like, the first people to come out with it. The problem with that one is that it's got, like a gacky texture. It's very sticky. And if you use too much, it's, like, it, like, balls up and all that kind of stuff. The Glossier one is... Just as simple with a few extras here and there, but it's got the key components in it. And it's just a nice, lightweight serum, like really watery texture that doesn't ball up and doesn't muck up your makeup or like peel or anything like that. And it's got that very good stable. And it's got that very good 5% niacinamide. And a lot of brands now are bringing out crazy percentage niacinamide, like 100%, you know, 20-something percent niacinamide, which you just don't need. Niacinamide is stable at 5%. Oh, my God. Niacinamide is effective at 5%. So there's no reason to have to go up, you know. It's just, I forgot how much of a nice niacinamide serum it is. It's a little bit more expensive, but you kind of get, sometimes with formulation, you get what you pay for, and I just be loving it.
I feel like the Glossier are really good when it comes to skin products, whether that's foundation, concealer, powder. They have a really nice powder, and then skincare stuff are really, really good. But when it comes to colour, eyeshadows, actually, no, because their blush is really good. The cloud paint is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, the lip products are good. So ignore I said that. Their eyeshadow and their mascaras are gash, and like their brow products are a little bit to be desired, but with their skin they have everything down with their skincare products.
Yeah,
move on.
But oh, okay. Well, we have such a big surprise for you today that no one would have guessed within the first half of this podcast.
Absolutely.
When we talk in this podcast, we often mention our older brother, Matt, of course. who edits a lot of our videos and audio and all the kind of stuff that we aren't particularly good at on our own. And we just mentioned him and this podular cast. I guess he is a producer, you can say.
So now he has to be in this and also edit it and listen to it all again.
Yes, that's fun for him. So he is here with us today. Hi. Marcus.
Surprise, is someone you've never heard of before until the other day.
Marcus, how are you?
Yeah, good, you?
Yeah. Marcus, here's a question for you. Is there anything this week that you've been loving? It can be, you know, a scarf, a tea
bag. It could be sports.
Well, let me do something that's not related to skincare or makeup.
Yeah,
so it's
do
nice
that.
Change. Mm. Just water. It's just been really nice this week.
Oh, yes, it's been tasted particularly good from the tap.
Yeah, it's been a particularly good tap week.
Yes, it's been a good
water.
Week
for water. Should I put a picture of that on the Instagram?
Yeah,
put a picture of the tap.
Well, aren't we lucky to have water?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Today we're going to be doing a Q&A. We asked your questions over on our Instagrams, and Marcus is joining us today to help read them out, because as good as Robert is at reading out stuff from our Instagram DMs,
I thought I'd do this one a little bit differently, and rather than just you quickly remember you've got questions and read the first two you see, I've made a note of a lot of them. So.
Marcus, let me ask you a question about that, actually.
Yeah.
Me and James are quite disorganized recording this podcast.
Yes.
There's a few things you have a go at us throughout the week.
Yes.
about that. Explain.
The main one is when you just decide in the middle of your conversation to go, oh, I've got an email about this. And then you go, oh. And then 5 minutes of like silence and scrabbling around later. You'll just pick up the conversation in a completely different place. And it's like, I can't edit this together. It doesn't
Easy
work together.
Editing.
So if you
take a lot of breaks.
Yeah, if you ever hear them be like, just suddenly cut their conversation, it's like, oh, why are they talking about this suddenly? It's just because of that.
It's because I had to run downstairs and I have to come back up and take 10 minutes to get my breath back.
Yeah. Or you've had a drink of water and James just can't bear the sound.
Furious with you.
But I leave most of them in.
Oh, we have a good time. Oh, we laugh.
Oh, and how we laugh.
Right, then. I feel like we've missed something.
All right, then. Oh, no, I'll just do questions because we've got loads.
Actually, guys, I'm just going to take off this hooded jacket. I can still hear you. Carry on.
All right, let's go then. So Troy Story 2020 has said, I'm the older sibling of little twins as well. How TF are you still alive? Which is, I think it's quite a niche audience, the people who are the eldest and then they've got twins. But when you just know, really. There's no
answer
to that.
We plotted a lot of like murders as twins when we were younger.
Was James or Robert more of a troublemaker as a kid? From Alice Maria with lots of H's. Robert.
Oh,
I don't remember being a kid.
Well, no, but the question's for me, really, not you.
Oh, is this us sit and watch you answer questions for the whole podcast?
Just shut up for a bit. I think Robert.
Oh, why, how come?
You were just always...
Shouting.
I don't know. Yeah, angrier at us.
I threw a seatbelt at
Robert
you.
Was always angry.
Yeah, you did throw a seatbelt.
I did throw a seatbelt
at
you, and I chased you down some stairs with scissors once.
Yeah,
I was young. I was a child, so it was like juvenile prison age. It wasn't like prison age, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, these things I can't ever remember. I can't remember why you were angry at me ever. I just remember like running for my life because you had scissors, just having things thrown at me from distances.
But then I've thrown a remote control at your head and I broke your nose on the toilet door.
Yes, correct.
God,
yes.
So many memories.
Which you now have a lovely nose.
Yeah.
Well, I've broken it three times, so that's why points left.
Have you tried not breaking it?
Yeah. For the last 10 years I've been doing that. I've found it to be better.
Very effective.
Yeah. How did you get involved with helping out Robert and James editing podcast ghost stories, etc.? Well,
is this actually just questions for you?
Yeah, maybe like 90%. But there is like I found the occasional skincare or makeup question that I actually have problems with, like I don't understand. Oh, okay. So I will read them. But I thought I'd just, you know, take up some time.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah. Have you met Amy? Thank you. Have you met Amy? I do editing anyway, like I know all the editing stuff, so just kind of said, right, do you need help now? And they were like, yeah.
Yes.
I finished it.
We've known him for a few years, so he was easy to
with my ghost story ones. I was having trouble, like I was just reading from the email inbox all the time, and it would just be really difficult, and then trying to keep on track of the order people sent them in and all this other stuff. And then I mean, there's some I get in that are like two sentences long, and obviously I can't use those because what am I gonna do, cough, and then it's finished, you know? So I can't really use those ones, so it was much easier to get Marcus. And because I mentioned in my video as well, I mentioned the one of the ghost story videos, I'm dyslexic, so my older brother sorts out you know, all the stories for me, puts them in order. Everyone was like, James is so sweet, oh my god, that's so nice of him to do it. I was like, no,
I was furious.
I wouldn't do that. I haven't got time for that. That's why I had to hire Marcus. I had no choice but to.
I was between jobs anyway, so I just thought, let's just do this now for a bit.
Yeah, and we've always worked well together, haven't we? As siblings and as a group. Mm. So, and for me, I just want a bit more luxury of time to be able to do other stuff, because I do three, sometimes four videos a week. And just the editing is the worst.
It's so boring. It is so boring.
To sit down and watch yourself talk for like 20, 30 minutes and have to edit it down to almost like 10, 15 is just like the worst thing.
I like doing it as a YouTuber. So that's why it's quite good for me to do. And and as you probably can tell from the podcast, they're not very organized. So sometimes it helps. And
you had to have a bit of organisation skills.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever threw another brother under the bus for something you did? I immediately thought of that time where we were playing on the bed, James, and you pretended to have a dislocated arm.
Yeah, I pretended I broke my arm. And you made it go. We were playing wrestling. And I was like pretending to cry, and Marcus was like, please don't tell mum, please don't tell mum.
No, I was like, tell mum you fell off the bed.
Oh yeah. My arm was all back up here, wasn't it? And like round by my head, and like I pretend I really hurt myself.
No, I don't think we've ever done anything like big enough to warrant having to like blame each other.
No, nothing like that. It was just things like funny things like, oh god, you've broken your arm, quick, don't blame me. What is your funniest memories of James and Robert? There's this one time me and Dad had to go to London to pick up some fence. And it was new fence. I don't know why. I was young. I was probably about 4 or 5. So you were about 2 or 3. You were still in nappies, but you could walk.
Hmm.
Is that a thing?
Oh, gross.
Yeah. Anyway, the fence was in the back of the car, and all the journey back, I felt really, really sick. And I was like, Dad, pull over. He's like, we're nearly home, even though we were just coming out of London. And we lived probably about 40 miles from London then. We came around the corner, and just as we were coming around the corner of our road, I was really, really sick all over his car window, down my shirt, down on the car seat and the car floor. Like it wouldn't stop happening. So while I was going, oh my god, Dad, you two had escaped from the house, the back garden.
Oh god.
And as I looked up while Sick was coming out, you were both running down the road in nappies, holding golf clubs, like cheering, screaming and cheering or running. Mum was running after you, but like it still couldn't catch up, even though you were like 2 and just waddled.
Couldn't really walk.
So there was sick everywhere, and then you two had to be gathered. That was a good, funny memory.
This brings back a memory for me.
I was about to say this memory.
Where, how do you know? Where I... where we were driving to school, Marcus... This was in a bigger school. Marcus must have been out the night before or something.
Oh, no.
And we...
Can I just... We were hang on. Like, didn't Marcus, weren't you in the college that was at ours?
Yeah.
No, so we're still technically in the same... Uniform.
No. It was first year of college because it was college. It was a college night out, so we were allowed to drink.
Our college and our school were attached, so we were going to the same place. So me and James were in school uniform in the back, and Marcus was in the front seat of a car. I remember we pulled over just before, and Marcus was like, "I'm going to be sick," and Mum was like, "Okay, get out of the car." And you didn't. Nothing happened. You were fine. But as we got closer to the school, there was nowhere to really pull over because it was
a roundabout section.
Yeah, and. I remember just pulling up and Marcus throwing up outside the window, but Mum was still driving, so it was blowing backwards to us a little bit, and we were
into
in the back screaming,
trousers
screaming, trying to get away.
No!
And the sick was coming back in, and we were like laughing but screaming at the same time. It was horrible.
Yeah, she had to drop me off in the woods.
Yeah,
yeah, she did, and come back for you.
Ah, memories.
Lovely memories. That was from Shell Furlong. I keep forgetting to read the names. Sorry if you don't want your name read.
Yeah, we did pre-warn in a podcast that we'll be reading out names from now on. So I hope this is okay.
Bellic 10 says, "Does he look like you both?"
No.
You can tell we're brothers, I think, is the way to...
Yeah, I think you can tell we're related for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yaz Miniature, what's his skincare routine?
So, go on then. Why don't you tell
right.
us?
So, I get in the shower and I do a cleanse white stuff on my face.
Cleanse white stuff, number one.
Yeah.
Number one.
Rinse that off. Then I get out of the shower and pat my face with a, like, you know, the stuff you clean your dishes with? Like the scrubbers.
Oh my god! I thought you were being
serious. My god! My face actually went numb. Then I couldn't move it.
A Brillo pad. God.
Yeah, a Brillo pad. Yeah.
Oh, my chest hurts now.
Oh, there's a helicopter coming over. I'll carry.
Oh, I think that's just come from mine over to yours.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a question later. There's like. Seeing as Robert and James live next door, do you live next door as well? Like, pretty much do, yeah. Then I do toner.
Fine.
On a pad. Then my face is really wet, but I have to put on this snail cream, and it just kind of rubs with the wetness. It just looks like glue and paste on my face. And then I've got something called a serum. Which I put onto a cotton pad and rub that into the really wet sections on my face.
Oh my god.
And then I just have to have another shower. So that's my skincare routine.
Can I just tell you something really quick?
Yeah, please.
Just as much as that's beautiful, that snail cream is a moisturizer, so that'll go on after your serum. So while your face is damp with toner, use your serum, and then your moisturizer is last.
Also, how long do I have to wait? Use your serum like a moisturizer. It doesn't go onto a cotton pad.
Well, no, I spoke to James about this, and I was putting it on my hand. No, I can't remember what happened.
Yeah,
because this doesn't sound right immediately.
Everything was becoming a glob.
Yes, a big glob.
On my face. Do I have to leave it time between putting things on?
No, so you might be wetting your skin too much with the toner. So you should just, like, caress over the face with the toner, right? Or put it in your hands and pat it in. It doesn't want to be soaked, but you don't want to be completely dry. And then do your serum, pat that in, and then a moisturizer.
Right.
I don't understand why you've been doing it so wrong. I literally laid it out in order for you and took a picture.
Yeah,
skincare has no rules.
Yeah.
Just do what you have to do.
Just do what you like.
Fine.
Here's a skincare and makeup question that's not about me, so we'll do these quick. Alessi Ants says, "What do you think about Freederm? Love you."
So, James, it claims to work with teen skin to fight spot-causing bacteria, prevent formulation of further breakouts, reduce the appearance of spots and blemishes, and also remove excess oil that causes teen spots. So it's very much a Clearasil product.
Clearasil for right, America.
Yeah. Yeah.
But with okay. niacinamide.
Yeah, so I'm not overly familiar with the products from Freedom, but I'm looking at them now. And to be honest with you, they don't look all that bad. I mean, personally, I'm looking at it now as someone with oily skin. I think I'd be okay. If you have drier skin, it might be a little bit drying for you. And that's the thing with a lot of like teen products and skincare is that it tends to dry you out more than anything. Mm. Sorry, I'm literally looking at the products as we're looking out. I'm looking at their moisturizer.
Yeah, I think as well, for a brand that claims to care for the skin so much, the fact that they sell wipes probably isn't the best.
Yeah, their moisturizer's got niacinamide in, which is actually... I wish this is a product that was more, like, prevalent, is that the word, in teenage skin when we were younger, because as someone with oily skin, again, niacinamide is very good at regulating your sebum production, thus leading to less breakouts and clogged pores and all that kind of stuff, as well as caring for the dark spots that you get from picking spots, which we all do as much as we know it's wrong. You got a lot of esters in there to care for, like, the drier side of the products, I guess, so it looks like... while some of their other products may be drying, their moisturizer actually looks like it's going to take good care of your skin. You've got glycerin, shea butter, acetyl esters. So when we think of shea butter, we think it's really heavy and gloopy. But this looks like it's going to be quite nice and light. I think it's good. I think just be careful that you're not drying yourself out too much. But yeah, it doesn't look crazy bad, to be honest with you. It's very much, though, a teenage skincare brand.
Mm. Well, there you go. Thanks, James.
Sure.
Robert.
Yeah.
Do you have any suggestions for liquid eyeliner for oily lids?
Yeah, you have to don't use a gel based liner on an oily lid because instantly the oil breaks it down. Use like those felt tip pens that claim to be like tattoo pen. But then also with those, you do have to be slightly careful. With an oilier lid and an eyeliner, try and find one that finishes matte and not like that patent finish or that shiny finish. But also as well, if you're just wearing liquid liner on your eyelids, still use an eyeshadow primer, not concealer. Again, because eyeshadow primers create a barrier between your lid and, between your eye makeup and any oil coming through your eyelids. So concealer doesn't do that. Concealer adds moisture to the skin. So you need an eyeshadow primer on your lid. Yeah, and you can get the ones, a lot of people say you can, you know, they need something like a concealer because they need to cover like veins and redness and things like that. But so many brands do eyeshadow primers in different skin tones. Sigma have an amazing range of matte eyeshadow primers in different tones. Yeah, there's loads of different options. Urban Decay, for example, have their eyeshadow primers in loads of different tones and coverages as well. You can also get clear ones if that's not your thing. An eyeshadow base is is like the answer to all your smudging eyeshadow problems or eye makeup problems. 100%.
There you go. Thank you, Robert.
I was going to say smudgy base.
James, smudgy primer base. Lid.
Can I just say something really quickly? Sorry, the Sigma one, if you haven't tried the Sigma eyeshadow base, it is so... If you have really oily eyelids and eyeshadow bases don't really work, grab that one because it is so unbelievably dry, but it's not flaky. That's a really good one. All right, sorry, Marcus, to interrupt you there.
That's okay. That was... there you go, Ariel the Incredible. I hope you enjoyed that answer.
Yeah, I hope you did too.
Lerato363, will we get a double cleanse podcast tour? Love from South Africa.
Aww. Oh my god. If it does that well, yeah for sure.
If people wanted it, then absolutely.
That's something to organise.
Yeah, we could have loads of strobe lights. No, it would be horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoke machines.
Yeah. We'll come down in a giant raven.
Yeah. Washing balloons its face. At like balloon nets, but the balloons never drop. Yeah. It's just all tense the whole time.
Oh yes. Perfect.
When are they gonna drop?
It's just a tease. And we'll have some pyrotechnics set up that just occasionally fizz. And it's like, when is it gonna go?
Yeah, indoor fireworks.
Everyone's gonna be on edge.
Yeah.
So, 28. When you were younger, did you get the twins mixed up? No, never. Even when they were just like round potatoes and looked exactly the same.
Yeah, we actually looked like little potatoes with double chins, didn't we? Yeah.
I feel like with twins, and I think anyone who is a twin or has twins or have twins who are friends or family, unless you're their uncle or something, because they still get people mixed up. I think it's obvious to them. I think us growing up as well, to me, it wasn't like, oh, we're twins. Do you know what I mean? It was very much like, whatever, you know? Whereas everyone else is like, oh, twins, how can you tell them apart? It's like, well, it's just like having two other siblings. It's not like having, you know, like every day it's like, whoa, you know? It's not...
It's like when people ask us, what's it like being twins? And it's like, we don't really think about it. Like, the only time we realise we're twins is when people remind us we are or ask us, like, how to tell us apart and stuff like that. We don't think, oh, here I am doing this, but a twin.
Or when we need to use it to make, like, a podcast title.
Yes. Yeah, when we... for monetary reasons. Yes.
James is a skincare wizard. Oh, that's nice.
Thanks.
Robert is a makeup magician. Oh, that's nice. What is Marcus's expertise? Asks Barbino.
Marcus collects a lot of
stamps.
Shells.
I think probably music, actually, whether it be...
Yeah, music and things like that, but you're... Sorry to interrupt you.
No.
You tell Marcus.
You give the answer.
You're also very smart in general, very clever, very intelligent.
Nice.
I think if... I don't see if they have a university challenge in the Netherlands. Why did I say Netherlands? In America? Why did I say that? Let me start that again.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
No, that's fine.
Okay, so it's basically like this TV show where it's like a quiz show and there's two different teams, but it's so for intelligent people that you lose what the presenter's saying when he's asking the question. And Marcus, he can pretty much answer every single question. And I think I get one like every 50 episodes.
It's still good to get one. It's a very hard quiz.
It is. It is. Yeah. It's very hard.
I read a lot. I like to learn, and I think music would probably be my thing, if you could say what's my expertise.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could name any Aqua song just from the first 3 seconds. So
everyone just loves Dr. Jones. What was I going to say?
Turn back.
But then also, because of all that experience with music as well, you have a lot of experience with like things like you do for us, like editing the podcast, editing videos and things like that. So it's pretty much, we were very lucky that we all kind of just fell into these things.
Absolutely. Really. Yeah. Mm. And like, I'm actually a kind of an engineer. Like, I've been engineering
for a
number of years. That was my main job for a while. I seem to have a new job every year, but the longest I ever spent was studying and engineering. So you've got, why don't you do a hair or something channel? And it's like, I know, mine would be.
So Marcus does have hair.
Is it controlled? Not necessarily.
I'm in the middle of growing it, so. Well, I saw a comment on Robert's ghost story video that said, does he do hair as well? And I sent a picture to Robert and James on my hair, like the craziest I could get it. Because it's kind of between lengths, between long and short.
Yes, I do.
It's just the devil's work, Marcus's hair.
Yeah. It's not controllable. It's I can't keep it short because it's too curly.
Yeah.
So it's best off long because then it can just do what it wants. So that's why I'm going back.
Tell us your favourite curly hair products in the comments below.
Yeah.
This podcast, I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Not like that.
City to Hay Bales says, when the world is normal again, where is the first place you want to travel to? That's a nice wholesome question.
Disney World.
Probably Disneyland.
Yeah, not the whole world of Disney, just a few bits.
No Disney World.
Because you had a holiday planned, but you're not going anymore, are you? Because
of cupboard.
We're all going on a holiday next month.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. For a few days.
We're doing a socially distant holiday. We are in each other's social
bubble.
Well,
we're in each other's bubble,
So we're allowed to holiday.
We can cough on each other with no worries.
Yeah, exactly. No, don't do that.
Don't do that. I just want to go back to Japan. Every time I come back, I'm like, loved it, but next year I really should go somewhere else. And then whenever it comes around to the next year, I miss it so much. Like, I've never... See, you know when people go to a country and like, oh, I loved it and I really left my heart there, and you're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
you didn't.
Yeah.
With Japan, I genuinely miss it. Like, I get... you know, like when you crave food and then you just go and eat it and then it's fine. Yeah. I've never had that with a country other than Japan. I need to go That's back.
It. Sounds like you really found yourself there.
James ate, prayed, loved in in Japan.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic.
He did Marcus, so much yoga in Japan.
Were you raised with a lot of Mexican culture?
No.
Oh, I was waiting for you to answer that previous question.
Yeah. Oh, what was it?
Where do you want to go?
We just finished talking about it. Were you not listening to us?
No, I was. I said Disneyland. That was a genuine answer.
Oh, yeah, you did. Sorry, okay.
Disneyland,
I thought you were just mocking Robert.
Oh,
okay.
No, I'm going to go to France.
Ooh. Cool.
Yeah. Were you raised with a lot of Mexican culture, says...
No.
Acevedo Chris.
Mexican food, yes. Mexican culture, not so much. But our nan has been very good, always was very good at, like, I think whenever I see now, she's always got a story about something that happened in Mexico, what Mexico was like, or, you know, and Nan's still very much, she's got a very strong accent, and she always talks about Mexican food, and so, like, I feel like I've learned a lot just through Nan.
I think from living in America, like we all have, but probably don't remember it that much, but from living there more recently, the Mexican culture in the States is a lot more predominant.
Yeah, especially where we were in Texas.
Yeah, than it is in the UK. I have never in my life met another Mexican person in England.
I did 3 years ago, and I worked with him for a bit, but he's the only Mexican English guy I've ever met ever.
Whereas in America, because I guess it's so close, you have all the culture there, and everyone can speak the language, and it's amazing, and everyone will speak to me in Spanish, and I'll get so, like, embarrassed. I'll be like, oh, sorry.
I can't
speak it. But I think you're lucky in that sense in the States that you have that kind of culture still around and still living, whereas in the UK, for us personally, we've never met anyone else.
The story Nan tells, well, when she was younger, she had a pet chicken she'd just keep in her pocket.
That's my favorite one,
and that's the best, because that shows sort of the cultural difference. You know, whereas we had a rabbit in a cage at the end of the garden. She'd just walk in and eat dinner with a chicken next to her.
I want a chicken.
So cute. Sarah Wozen says, Marcus, are you hot? You sound hot. Yes.
That is so rude, Sarah.
So, yeah.
Marcus reminds me of, like, a really young Margaret Thatcher.
With the legs of Theresa May.
Yeah, Google them.
I think that's accurate, yeah.
Yeah, with some really well-controlled hair.
Yeah.
Becca Garlic, are you more of a skincare or makeup person, or neither, as we've now established?
Neither, as we've established. Marcus is a heteronormative male from South England.
Yeah.
And that's his profile now.
That's his profile. Yeah.
Yes, I guess. I don't really
that's
know.
That's what he puts on his taxes.
Yeah. Edit.
Seamless editing.
A few people have asked, what you thinking, hon?
So that was our I don't want to say old podcast, because we keep saying let's carry on doing it. So me, James, and Marcus had a podcast where we have other interests other than what we do. It's actually not up at the moment. We're kind of refurbishing, I guess I could say. But we basically did it like different things. So James spoke about like horror, like ghost stories,
or true
like that.
Crime.
I spoke about
the mind,
the brain. Marcus did a lot of stuff actually, like I don't know how to describe it.
It's like psychology, philosophy.
Yeah, sort of philosophy, that's what I'm looking for. And then things like various kind of mind games that people play on each other.
So
it was really, really interesting because we got to talk about other things other than makeup and skincare and things like that. Yeah, it was really good. So we're hoping to go back to it at some point.
Yeah.
I think, like, back then, like, I was maybe on, like, 200,000 subscribers and Robert wasn't on YouTube.
It was a couple of years ago, yeah.
Mm. It's a couple of years ago, and we used to all live near each other. And then Robert moved to Southampton, and I moved, like, further away from Marcus, so it wasn't as easy to get together and record.
I moved to Brighton for a while.
Yeah, we all did. But it was called What You Thinking, Hun? And it was a podcast.
It's not available now, but what we'll do is we'll probably do a relaunch in the new year or something when we've got a bit more time. And
and we my favorite bits of it is we used to, because we were a podcast, because we liked listening to podcasts, and we were like, we're a podcast but we have no advertising, we made up our own sponsors in each episode. And it would be just the most ridiculous things ever.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It'd be terrible.
We'll bring it back. Haste.Laura, her and her sister Liz K. Snyder would like to know, what's your best and worst family vacation memory?
We went to Cornwall once. This is the worst. Yeah. And which we did a few years. We did it quite a lot when we were younger. But there was one place we stayed in, and it can only be described as a hallway with rooms. But I remember getting to the bed, and I remember being outraged. We were really young at the time.
It was our second Cornwall.
Was that what it was?
Was it Quantock?
What, it was like, it's one of Quantock or Glendon.
Yeah, Glendon. They were the names of the huts. And and I remember going into this room, and first of all, it was a baby's room. There were literally baby's toys.
Yeah.
And the beds, because we were so close to the sea, I didn't know this was a thing, and because the house wasn't sealed very well, our beds felt wet.
So we
all got into our beds and they were all just wet. And Mum and Dad was like, it's because we're by the sea, it's the sea air, you'll get used to it. And never got used to it.
No, there was a literal film of like sea air on the sheets. You could feel it. And that's the holiday where we discovered Tinky Winky was a man holding a purse.
That's the scariest memory ever.
Scariest memory ever.
One of the most frightening memories. Because do you remember it's because someone was outraged by it.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Yeah. We were watching TV and I think there was a program called Points of View, and it was this woman. She was like, I can't believe a man is holding a purse. My son watches it and is really confused.
Yeah. Tinky Winky from Teletubbies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason that's not my least favourite holiday is because at least when you woke up, there were rabbits everywhere.
Very true.
My least favourite was Tally Abbey in Wales. The most boring.
I loved Tally Abbey.
Oh, no.
Tally Abbey was so... I loved it because it was so dark and it was raining the whole time. And we were basically... We were in Wales and we were by these... We weren't by these houses. We went in them also. And we were staying in these houses. But right also opposite staying us somewhere. Was like this old monk abbey. And it was like ruins of this abbey. And it, we had to go through these big gates to get into the thing. It was it was perfect.
But it wasn't opposite us. It was literally outside the window.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Like, I remember having a bath and having to hide because people were walking around the abbey. Because it was an old thing. And being in the bath and you could see into their bathroom.
I mean, it was boring, but it was great.
Yeah.
It was.
I liked our family holidays. I don't think there's ever been like... I don't have a worse memory, I don't think.
I think Tally Abbey was so boring for me is because I was just at that age where like... I got a mobile phone. I think I was in year 6 or 7, whatever age that is. So I had a mobile phone and like I was having girlfriends and stuff and there was no signal there.
And you're just like, I want to just play Snake.
So I did. I used to sit there playing Snake and watching the Olympics or whatever it was on at the time.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to, should we go to the Abbey? No. that's all there is.
Like, what else can you do? Do you want to walk up a hill or look at the abbey?
But I liked it because there were sheep everywhere as well, and you could walk around with the sheep and all that kind of stuff. But
Great times.
Ale.h1996, what's your favourite food from America?
Spray cheese in a fucking can, like it shouldn't exist. This is one thing I like about America, and I mean this in the nicest way, is there's so much food out there that just shouldn't exist and there's no reason for it whatsoever. I absolutely love it. Like gallons of like fruit punch and
like
squeezy cheese and those little donuts that are just pure powder for some reason, like white powder. I love American food, and a lot of people think like the Americans always say English food has no flavour, but we have very strict rules on like the amount of sugar, don't we, in like food.
Can I just say something about that actually? When I went to America for like a year each time, every time I came back I felt like I couldn't taste our food.
Really?
Yeah, our food was bland as shit when I got back. It was not that I've ever eaten shit, but it was just so it was so bland. It was the worst. Airheads. Yeah. I love Airheads. And fish. We don't have those little fish cracker things either. Golden fish. I can't remember what it's called.
Golden fish. Yeah.
I think because we grew up on English food and then going to America, the first time I ever had a Wendy's warm ham sub, and I was like, this is the best thing I've ever had, and nothing...
Yes.
It feels like nothing has tasted that good ever since.
Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah.
Pretzel bread burger.
Oh, great, God, great flavoured everything.
Everything. Yeah. And also as well, there's like lemonade. They have like this pink lemonade. And it is the best tasting thing. Longhorn Steakhouse in America is my favourite place to go. Parmesan cheese. Chicken. Parmesan chicken even. So good. Ugh.
Yeah.
So much IBS.
Yeah. So much dairy.
If you join YouTube to... finish for Welsh Brothers Triangle, asks Unbeauty Guru 1. What would be your niche? Probably folding towels.
Yes, he's a very gifted towel folder.
Yeah. You could just fold celebrities' towels.
Yeah, I could do.
Oh, that would be good.
Like today I'm here with Reese Witherspoon folding her towels. And she'd be like, I just can't do it, Marcus.
I can't do this.
I'd be like, Reese. Don't worry about it.
Restop. I can do this.
I've got your towels.
I'd love to do that, just like really boring things.
Yeah. Well, do you know what I love? Do you remember that old man that would make meals in the microwave, and he wouldn't edit his videos, and he'd show you how to make like beans on toast and stuff, and it was really boring but so good at the same time.
Yeah, I do crave the days of early YouTube where it was just unedited, horrible phone picture, and it's just someone eating a pot noodle and like giving it a mark out of 10.
Slap for sugar. Yeah. And potato.
I'm gonna bring back that one day. I'm gonna bring back old style YouTube. underscore.
Not today though.
No, not today.
Give us a chance. Give us a fighting chance. Yeah.
Let us have our moment.
I don't think it'll be very popular. Don't worry.
What?
12 Chloe 12s. What's your favourite songs?
This one.
What's your favorite?
We're singing together.
Just do right now.
My current favorite song would have to be a K-pop group called GFRIEND and their song Apple. It was released like a month or so ago, but it's still really good.
Yes. I like the K-pops.
Yes, yeah. Marcus does like, the K-pops.
And me and James like to talk about the K-pops for and long gets periods very of time angry. To annoy Robert.
I just feel like he should have a separate group chat for it as well. I don't think I have a favourite. I don't really like things.
Robert's music taste stops at 2005.
Yeah. I mean, no, I like WAP.
Robert likes anything that brings back the memory of Lil Kim.
That's true. Yeah. I do. So, I do like a sexually explicit female rapper.
Yeah, because there hasn't been one between Lil Kim and now. He hasn't really liked anything.
I mean, there has, but they just haven't had the same
effect
on me.
The world wasn't ready for Lil Kim.
No, I agree.
Little.
Yeah, she's ahead of her time.
I'm liking all the stuff the British rappers are doing at the minute, like AJ Tracy and Jay Huss, etc. But I'll like anything.
I've never heard of him.
I could
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, the thing is with Marcus's music taste is he has a good taste in music, but he also knows good music, even when it's not to his liking. I think you're one of these people that understand music.
I think, yeah.
Whereas I'm like, it's got to be pop and eight beat pop, whatever it is. And like, you know, you've got to be able to make a mega mix out of every song I listen to.
Yeah.
It's got to be like a 90s remix. Yeah.
I like anything in any genre if it's just good, good and I like it, yeah.
So. I think you people didn't... as well. Go on, James, sorry.
I was just going to say, you didn't like Smurfs Go Pop.
No, I do like Smurfs Go Pop. And
oh,
actually,
you do?
The
okay.
Smurfs have a really good Christmas song that nobody plays anymore. I'm going to find it for Christmas.
What's it called? Smurfing Christmas. It's rocking around the Smurfing tree. I think people go through, with me anyway, I go through these times where I'm like, oh my God, I forgot this song exists. Like, recently, what was I on? I can't remember what I was on. Probably the internet. And remember Ricky Martin, Private Emotion.
Yeah.
I love that song. Right, and I listened to it for like a week and I was like, right, bored of that now.
Yeah.
And then give me 10 years and I'll listen to it again.
I just wish I saved like all my iPods. I remember I went through a stage of buying cheap MP3 players
you
from
did.
Argos.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't stop doing it. I wish I had them all.
Yes, Kaylee says, where does Marcus live since you two are right next door?
Well, we're not.
Well, right here's next the thing. Yeah. We're not no. right next door. I was going to be next door, but because of the eviction laws that have come into place, a house I was meant to move into, the people who are residing in there can now not move on to their next location. Mm. So I have about 5 weeks to see if she's going to move or what's happening or if I'm staying here. So it's all up in the air and I don't want to talk about it.
We're currently in the triangle, about five yes. minutes away from each other in the triangle.
Yeah, and in the middle of that triangle, there's a great power forming.
Yeah,
the ground.
Yeah, it's the fourth element.
Yes, yeah, nails.
This one I liked. This is Alicia Ray McDonald. Which twin annoyed you the most, and why? Is it Robert?
Is that the actual question?
Yeah.
Is it Robert?
Yes, it was. It's only because he would be the most violent. He was the most prone to then go to the next level and chase me with blades.
Yeah, but I've bettered myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he do hair? No, sorry, Cami Lopez are.
Oh, sorry.
Avocado Bunny, what's his favourite skincare product? Snail Glob.
Snail Glob.
Snail Glob.
Okay, this is a good one because this is a very... This is a sensitive topic for me. Nora Chan X. When y'all were young, who's always get yelled at when they're in the wrong? Now, I'd always get yelled at whoever was in the wrong out of all three of them.
That's true. We could just,
it would
we
be
could just say Marcus's name.
Yeah.
So here's the setup, right? I'm the middle child, technically.
And your name is?
This is James speaking.
Yeah.
And... So the middle child is known for getting away with stuff, right? then because I was a twin, me and Robert would then always gang up on Marcus, didn't we? So it would never be the younger one getting the blame.
Yeah.
It would be the older one. Also, I'm the favourite, yeah. So I never
Here's the thing. Let me just tap this microphone to check it's working. The younger child is the one who gets away with everything. The middle child is the ignored child. And
yes.
The older child is the one who gets not away with everything.
Technically, you can't be ignored when you're the favourite, so...
It's gone wrong because you're twins, but that says when you were young, if this happens now, we could go out anywhere as a family and I'll be, mum and dad will go, Marcus!
Yeah, we will. But have you seen, I know like you both aren't on TikTok really, but you browse, right? You browse TikTok.
No. I watch.
No,
people
browse
TikTok.
Yeah, there's this challenge where like older siblings like our age would pretend the other sibling is like doing something to them and then vice versa. Yeah. And they'll see who the mum and dad would be most angry at. I think we should do that because it would definitely be you.
Do that, yeah. Oh, it would be, yeah.
Yeah, let's spill something on a carpet.
Yeah. Blood or something.
Something that's pretend, like that fake sick you get.
Yeah, that cup with a hard rubber bit of blood, an egg.
Yeah.
Oh no, my cup and egg has fallen. And
then... No, let's do this at Christmas. Put a whole egg on the floor, a boiled egg, peeled.
Yes.
Put it in the middle of the living room, go up to mum, record it and go, Marcus has just put a boiled egg.
What are we going to do? Because they will be furious.
They won't ask questions. They won't even think that's a strange situation.
Well, then we need to have a comparison. So maybe James should put a boiled egg on the floor.
Wait, Mum's going to listen to this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mum.
Mum, if you see a boiled egg, ignore it.
Not Lola. How come he has such a beautiful voice? Oh, well.
Oh.
Marcus, perhaps you should consider reading stories.
Yeah, or
picking questions that aren't as complimentary as they've been to you so far.
I didn't
you
pick
clearly
them.
Pick these.
Yeah, Marcus is quite. He's like, why is Marcus so beautiful? Who's annoying, James or Robert? Why do you hate James or Robert?
This is what the listeners want to hear.
Sure.
Did you ever want sisters? Yes, two. Thank you, TK.
Yes, I actually really wanted a sister.
I mean, I don't mind.
Nam bueno. Marcus, I hope you have an amazing day today. Thank you.
Right, Marcus, just to confirm, you did go through these questions and pick them out before this, right?
Robert, Sir in Silver, what's your advice for males who want to wear makeup but are afraid of judgment?
There's nothing really. Here's the thing, we can't control what other people think of us in any way at all, whether they over like us or under like us.
I think hate blackmail.
Yeah, you can blackmail people, which is fine if you have that kind of money. But I think you'll be surprised if you go out in makeup how many compliments you would get or how many people just ignore it. Yes, maybe there might be one or two people. Mainly men who are maybe a little bit uncomfortable in themselves, who might make a comment or do something like that. But you do whatever the fuck you have to do. I mean, I personally don't actually go out in makeup, just because I actually don't like wearing makeup. So to go out in it isn't really my thing. But if I see someone out in makeup, of course, it doesn't bother me in any way. But from working with men who wear full-on glam when they just go out, like, we would work together and go out in the evenings and just go for, you know, for a meal with everyone, something like that. No one does anything. No one bats an eyelid. And they either get compliments or something like that. It's... You have to get over a part of yourself that has that fear that what people think of you.
I guess it depends where you are, though, as well. Because bear in mind, we were in London. Mm. Like, you see all types of different people and cultures and backgrounds in London. And, you know, the amount of times you meet people, and they're never from London. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? They're always from different parts and they're coming in and they're usually more creative type people. And it does depend where you're from. But like you said, like, I feel like the more you do it as well, the more you get used to it and the more confident in doing that. This is a terrible comparison, but it's like wearing clothes that are a bit loud out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, what I used to wear in London, I wouldn't go out here wearing most of the time, you know. But the more you kind of just wear what you want, you get used to stares and you get used to the odd question or, you know, so.
Maybe just start bit by bit. Do, you know, your base and some highlighter and some bronzer, a bit of bronzer through the, you know, eye sockets if you don't want to go full on for it. And do that. Start answering the door wearing makeup. Do you know what I mean? Like, do things like that. Make it a little bit more your everyday life. Because if you go out there and you're a little bit uncomfortable with it, everyone's going to notice as well. And then it makes everything, you know, not as nice.
But that's the thing. It's about you being confident in it as well. So obviously you're going to be scared about what people think. But really it's about you building up your confidence in yourself and not worrying about what people think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so just keep doing that.
Exactly. We're going to tie this one in with Rabbit Hole Girl says her daughter is bi and she's teased at school. What can we do to make her feel better? Any tips? It's kind of the same thing, really, is like, just keep being yourself because you'll find your people and you'll find where you got to be in life, because school is the worst. Even if you are... whatever you are,
and here's the thing as well, especially with kids growing up, I think you go through these stages of having insecurities about yourself, whether it's, you know, your hair isn't right, or your, you know, especially now where we have all this influence everywhere, there's always going to be something that somebody doesn't like about themselves. And you know how you deal with it as children. You pick on other people's. You pick on what you know hurts people. So your daughter's going to look back at it and be like, you know, when they're even 18, even 19, even 17. And as soon as they go into college or secondary school, whatever age they are, they're going to have such a supportive network of friends. Your family anyway is already there for support. But they're going to have these friends that are going to... I know it sounds really dumb, but they're going to have these friends that have their backs also and worship each other and are there for each other and make each other feel like, you know, everything about them is right and everything about them is okay to be. And that happens as you get older and make the right friends as well.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, school is, like, in general, really shitty. Like, I don't think anybody has a nice time in school. And, you know, that's not to, like, you know, that's not going to make you feel better about the situation. But I think, like you said, it's looking forward to what is coming. And I feel like all this like negativity and bad experience in school really does build up character, and it builds up your personal strength and it builds up your confidence in yourself as well. I know that sounds kind of like, what's the word? Like,
cliche,
wrong ended, people are beating you down. So how is this going to build up your own confidence? It does make you a stronger person. That sounds cliche, but it really, really does. And then like Robert said, like when you leave school, your life is going to change. Your friendship group is going to be completely different. Well, you might still have the same friends, but you're going to, you know, you're all, like Robert said, going to appreciate each other and have each other's back all the time. It's just going to be a completely different experience to what school was. And you'll look back at that school and be like, remember that.
Yeah.
Remember those times. That said all those bad things and now aren't as great as you. Like all these things happen. It's part of growing up, unfortunately, is being insulting other people. You know,
the reason people usually pick on other people is because the people that are picking on you are usually basic as fuck.
Yeah.
And you're something that's very, very different and special and that stands out for a good reason. And whilst now that it seems like a bad thing, that's going to play very well in the future. And that will be your...
And you realize as well, although at the moment it might feel like you're the only one, everyone's picking on you, all this kind of stuff, you're going to meet all kinds of people as you get older and as you go through life. You're going to meet, you know, so many different kinds of people, and then realize that actually there's nothing about you that needs to be picked on. There's nothing about you that is different in a bad way or negative, you know? It's just you, and you're going to have a best life just being you.
Yeah, and play on what they're picking you, like, play on up on what they're picking you on about. Because that, like we said, that's what makes you stand out. That's what is going to help you later on in life, for sure.
Lot Our Guru 101. Do you watch wrestling? And if so, who's your fave? Random question, I know.
We used to watch WWF.
Yeah.
It's now WWE, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to watch it all the time. I used to love China.
China, yeah. She'd be...
Oh, she's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to... Funny you say that. I was watching this video, like those countdown ones. It was like the top 5 untimely deaths of popular wrestlers. Mm. And it was really sad.
It is.
Yeah, people like falling from the sky and stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
Marcus, you still watch Ross?
Yeah, my fave. Kevin Owens. Yours? And him. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what they say.
we'll do a quick run through now, shall we? Because we need to speed up a bit. Unboxing with Kat. If you could all be good at anything you're not already, what would it be?
Speaking other languages.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I agree. Speaking other languages.
Surely yours is to cook, James?
I have no need to cook and no need to work out how to use an oven. It's just not me.
Mine would probably be... I was about to say something like flying, but that's the wrong kind of thing. Flying kites. I wish I was good at DIY and being good around the house.
Yeah.
Because I'm rubbish at that sort of thing. Okay, yeah. V-E Xenonax. I can't read this one.
Your name.
Your name. Hi. What was your reaction when you first heard that you were going to have twin brothers? I have the picture of me as a two-year-old.
Oh, God.
Seeing Robert and James for the first time. Mum's demanded I blur her face out. That's why you won't be able to see it, but that will be up on Instagram with this. And and you'll just, I won't even say anything. You'll know from my face what I thought about having twin brothers.
I remember this picture.
Gruller__. Were the twins always into spooky things? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think that comes from Dad, though.
Yeah.
Does it always say this? Does it say why are they?
No, were they?
Oh, yes.
I think it is a mixture of Dad and Nan, because I remember from, like, as long as I can remember, we'd always talk to Nan about ghosts and UFOs, and Nan's very much a believer in, like, aliens and the spiritual world, and she's had this amazing unexplained book collection.
The unexplained books,
The unexplained books, and she'd bring around the magazines. But then Dad also used to tell us a lot of horror stories. He used to jump out at us and scare the fuck out of us
all the time.
All the time. Yeah. Even when we were too young to understand.
There's one time in our old house... it was Halloween, and where we used to have to open a door to get to the stairs. Do you remember it?
Yeah.
And put a bat there dangling down.
Yeah, we all shit ourselves.
And, and we were like, he was like, right, go up to bed now. And we all went up together, and like we opened the door, and he sort of snuck behind us and went like, ah, and then we saw the bat, and it was just all too much.
Yeah, it was horrifying.
He had that mask.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's horrible. That mask, he's making cry. I remember hiding under a table. Because of that mask.
Yeah. It was
horrible. He once, so we were talking about our Nan's, like, unexplained books. And remember those old, very old pictures of, like, ectoplasm that obviously weren't real? There was this face, and I remember it was this old man. It wasn't, maybe he was, like, middle age. I don't know. He was probably my age. And he had, like, a moustache, and he was, like, this ghostly face. And it scared me so much. That I wasn't like a child then. I was like
bearing in mind, 18. He was like,
And so Dad took that book to his work and photocopied it, I don't know how many times, and for the next like week, whatever, I would I would find these faces that I had printed off in my bed, in my pillowcase when I opened my wardrobes. And I remember going into my room one time and I shot the, it was very horror movie-esque. And I shut the door with my face to the door and my light was on and I saw this shadow on my wall and I turned around and like hanging from my light was this picture of this man's face. And then he would do things like slide pictures under the doors of him.
I remember that Dad giving me printouts of that and telling me to hide them. And I remember sliding it through your door, like Dad would knock on my door and we'd go in and slide it under your bed and we put one under your pillow. That's good.
It was great time.
This reminds me of a time I was going out for dinner with a girlfriend and then she was coming back and to meet Mum and Dad and you two found all like the old Smash Hits magazines and cut out like pictures of Ant and Dec and like these really childish things. You printed out pictures of yourselves and put that all over the wall and then in the middle of the floor you had like a Wizard of Oz board game. And you, and you put it out like I've been in the middle of playing it. As if I was like, oh, I'll come back to that later.
So this reminds me also, sorry, when I was in university, right, and Robert came to stay for the week, and I studied photography, right, and we were the editorial, like, advertising, and we weren't taken seriously by the other photographers because they were, like, fine art, still life, like, documentary photography, and we were, like, fashion and, you know, makeup and all that kind of stuff. And we had to do a project with the fine art photography students. Fine art photography student and someone from the music department, right? So, and our project was to create an album cover. And Robert and Scott and Ashton were around, two of our best friends. And I said, like, I'm going to have to do a little bit of work while they're here, and I have to go bring them to my house so we can work together. Do you know what I'm going to say, Robert? Do you not remember this?
No.
So I went to wherever to go and pick them up. And when I came back, there was like crisps out in bowls, like snacks, and there was music on, and Robert had created like this like really shit party. Do you remember that?
What a song, like, party this way.
Party, yeah. These people who hated us anyway, yeah, has this really shit party set up. I can't remember what I did, but it was really embarrassing. And there was like music, it was like pop music, like really shit music. Oh, it was really embarrassing.
Great time.
It was terrible.
Right, quick.
Okay.
And then, Rhianda, what will you be for Halloween this year?
Oh, I want to go as a robot from this game called Detroit. Being human.
I want to be the, and I still haven't managed to do this, the woman from the front of the raisin box.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you say you that must, every year.
I have to make this costume.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to be all the mean girls in one.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Thank you.
It's a really good idea.
Liz Copley-Schmidt, does he ever get a single word in at family dinners? I do. Our family dinners are... Like, if a guest comes round, I feel really sorry for them.
Yeah, me too.
Most of the time, yeah.
Because it's we just talk at each other.
Yeah, it's a barrage of shouting and stuff.
Yeah.
We've covered that. Shy CBK said, did you ever team up against him? We've covered that, haven't we? Used to team up against me all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Rosie the Giant, what did you fight about growing up? I think we covered that.
Yeah.
Internet.
We can't remember. Oh, internet, yeah.
Internet all the time.
You told that story, didn't you, where Robert got angry at you for spending too long on the internet and pushed your face into the computer?
We dug each other's fingernails.
Oh, that's right. And then the fight got really bad. I remember it.
Yeah.
Because I heard it going on, so I had to run down and, like, clap and cheer.
It was my go.
Mum and Dad.
James had no reason to carry on.
I didn't. That's true.
Miss Bailey, 94, if you're going to a deserted island, what would be the top three things you would take with you?
A house.
Yeah.
Basic plumbing.
Tesco Express.
Tesco Express and solar panels.
Three top.
I'd take three things that would be there anyway, so I'd take like a coconut, sand. A hammock.
A cup of sand, some salt water.
Yeah.
A necklace with a grain of rice with your name on it. Yeah.
I don't know, that's really difficult because there's so many, there's things you want for life, but then there's also things you want just in general.
Yeah, I'd take probably a music player, a knife so I didn't have to make like a fashion one out of
whittle.
Bamboo.
Flint.
Yeah. And a conch in case I need to be in charge of a group of kids or something.
And a good sunscreen.
Of murdering kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, James, that's...
Sorry, that's what I meant. Sunscreen and a can-do attitude.
Sammy J, 92, do you have any phobias?
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm scared of butterflies and moths. I hate them. If I'm walking down a pathway. Did I ever tell my butterfly story on this podcast?
No.
When I went through a butterfly house.
No.
So I'm scared. I'll do this really quick. I'm scared of butterflies and moths. I really, really don't like them at all. And one day I thought I'm going to conquer my fear and go through this butterfly house. And I was being egged on by people. And as soon as I went in to this butterfly house, there was like this tree. I can only describe it as a Halloween tree. It had no leaves, nothing like that. With all these black butterflies flying on it, making it look like a tree. It's aesthetically pleasing, but I shit myself. And I was like, no! So I ran like to the end of a butterfly house. But at the end of a butterfly house, first of all, there are people standing there like thinking butterflies are amazing. But you have to walk through these chains to get out. All on these chains were all butterflies just hanging out. And I had I had to kick the bottoms off the chain to try and get them to fly off. Never again. Now I'm even more scared of them.
Yeah. I hate balloons.
Balloons,
like,
yeah.
Really, really scared of them. I hate them. I cry.
There was one of our cousins' weddings, and they forgot about the balloon thing, and then suddenly the balloons all came out, didn't they, for the party?
There was
a
balloon entertainer.
Yeah, but that's right. There was a balloon entertainer. So James had to go up to the hotel room for an hour or so while the balloon entertainer entertained the kids.
And then they took the balloons away from the kids so they can keep their balloon animals.
That was great, though. Kids don't need balloons.
Like, get rid of them! Yeah.
A tier
fucking pigeon again.
A tier 071. Describe the Welsh brothers' dynamic in Harry Potter terms, please.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know Harry Potter.
Let me try. Have you never read or watched films?
No.
Oh, okay.
We don't read, really, do we? And to me, Harry Potter films are Christmas films, so
yeah. I struggle with Harry Potter. There's so many made up words in it that my mind can't deal with it.
The dynamic is they're Slytherins and I'm a
Gifflepuff.
Ravenclaw.
Gufflepuff.
We occasionally mix at school and we like things in our lives to look like the general feel of the Prisoner of Azkaban film.
And also there's a snake.
Yeah. And also, but Ron.
but I'm not a wizard.
A wizard.
See, this is why I just couldn't watch those films.
Once you get past the bad acting, it's fine. But read the books, because they're better.
Audiobooks.
Oh, I don't have time.
Rough and tumble NH, did your mum ever dress you identically as little kids?
Yes, but I think it's because we were poor.
Yes.
I think it's because you could go to like Woolworths and get two for the price of one on the same thing, kind of thing, exactly. In different colours. But it was never because we were like twins, you know.
Most of the pictures you are dressed the same until you're about the age where my hand-me-downs are going to like each
and
of you.
And it was,
you,
like, so it was opposite colours as well.
Yeah, then you've got like World Cup 92 t-shirts on or whatever.
Yeah.
No, there wasn't a World Cup then, 90. Levy Lev AI, what is life?
Life
or,
is
or is it?
Or is it? Or is it? That's what that is.
Yeah, life is the in between life and death, and then after death there's something else.
I think he means birth and death.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. I think that's
it's a simulation. Is that it?
One sec, there was one I didn't
Life is like a sorting office for where you go next. So not like heaven or hell, I don't mean like that. But people who don't wear masks go to the bad place, and then everyone else, but not racist, go to the better place.
Yeah, the bad place is just where you have to queue constantly to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, just walk a step forward, you have to queue for that.
And you
step.
Forgot your phone.
Yeah. No headphones.
I have a personal question about
Christ.
To do with YouTube.
Okay.
Lots of people say the word spilling the tea, and this is always something I thought I was going to ask you two about, but it came up on some of the questions.
Oh.
What does it mean?
So spilling the tea is a term that means telling the truth or gossiping or what's the tea on that? Like, say Marcus, you were at home and say you live with someone called Francis, and Francis kept like creeping out the house at night, we'd be like, Marcus, what's the tea with Francis creeping out the house at night?
Oh right.
Or like if you came back from something, like maybe you went out for a group of friends and we knew there was going to be some drama and you came back, we'd be like, oh, what's the tea, what happened,
where does it come from, why tea?
It comes from drag culture and that comes from like ballroom, like the ballroom day. So it's where is that the word term, ballroom?
Yeah, basically.
So it's where like people of color and black people would go to basically be themselves.
The only place they were really allowed to be themselves.
The only place they're allowed to, yeah. So that this kind of like what we know now as drag slang that a lot of like gay men adopt.
Yeah.
And white women.
And white girls is taken from that.
Thank you very much for answering my personal question.
Yeah, you're sure.
And that's the tea on the tea.
Yeah, no shady tea spilling.
Tea.
Oh, and we don't have any other siblings.
No.
That'll came
no,
up quite
this
a bit.
Is it. Yeah.
Except from that girl, Kim, that James kept putting in pictures of the younger.
Listen, she could have been a girl. No, do you know what happened with that? So I drew this family picture and it included a girl called Kim.
And me out of it sometimes.
Yeah, Marcus wasn't in it because I drew Marcus wrong and I panicked. and had to draw a girl, and I named her after the Pink Power Ranger. So.
Oh, that's
and that's the tea on there.
That's who I'd be for Halloween this year.
Kim.
Pink Power Ranger. Yeah. Kim. But not the Power Ranger.
Yeah, just her at home, just Kim, relaxing.
Kim from my picture. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Are we done for the questions?
That's it. Well, there's a lot more. A lot of them are kind of similar-ish, so sorry if I couldn't read your thing.
Well, that was lovely. I was expecting makeup questions, but that was a really nice change.
Yeah.
There actually wasn't many. I haven't ignored them. There was very few makeup skincare questions in here. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we got to know you more, Marcus.
Yeah, that's it. I won't be back.
No, this is it now. After what happened today.
That was nice that we got to know each other all well. Marcus, he is also now promoted to head custodian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
In the offices. So that's all good.
Thank you. What do I do?
You empty bins. If we have food, you can come and take our plates away. If you like. Yeah.
And how much less money is it?
So we'll take away about 50%.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you're being promoted, but you're paid less.
Oh, that was lovely.
Well, that was lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
me. Yeah, no, sure. Don't forget to rate and review this podcast and leave your comments and we'll check them out. Yeah. Robert, what's our social?
Subscribe also at the Double Cleanse Podcast on Instagram. We have Twitter. Who knows what it is?
And that's haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it. Don't believe in it. I think that's it, really. We obviously will be back next week, obviously. Oh, we have a special one next week. So very much please listen.
More questions about me.
Yeah. Yeah. Marcus answering questions about soap. And how come it's called soap. So that'll be a really interesting one.
Yeah. You might want to put that in your diary.
Well, hope you have a great week, everyone.
Yeah, I also hope you have a great week.
Well, that's that then. It's not competition, Jim.
Marcus, you're allowed to... Marcus hesitated to talk then.
Oh.
Marcus?
Goodbye.
Okay. Okay, we'll speak to Okay, bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.